since we are in the holiday season and we are in the midst of being thankful over this weekend, with yesterday your hearts being filled with thanks for family and friends and hopefully good times in your life, I wanted to use this opportunity to thank publicly somebody who really did have a huge impact on my life. And it's not very often that you get a chance to meet your idols. We often idolize these people, whether they're sports figures, whether they're historical figures, whether they're music figures, you know, these bigger than life people. We always admire them from afar. And we rarely get a chance to actually meet them and look them straight in the eye or even have something of a relationship with them. And believe me, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that that would have happened to me with one of my childhood idols, who remains a major influence on me. But growing up, if you grew up in the 70s and you were a hockey fan, there was no one else here in Chicago, at least from my standpoint, that that you wanted to be or that you looked up to than the Hall of Fame goalie and now, sadly, the late Hall of Fame legendary goalie of the Chicago Blackhawks, good old number 35, Tony Esposito. Tony passed away in August from a brief, apparently, battle with pancreatic cancer. It was a shock to many people. Tony was a very modest guy, very private guy. I'm not surprised that he didn't make any big announcements about his illness, but it certainly was a shock to those of us who not only looked up to him and, if I can use the word, idolized, but actually would consider themselves, on, at least in my case, something of a friend. And that thankfully became with my association here at WGN when I was on so a few years ago on the afternoon show, and we would do remotes from the United Center. Tony would come on the show. I had a chance to meet him and tell him all about how much when I played hockey, in my alley on the northwest side on good old Roscoe Street, right near Laverne. I was always Tony Esposito. I had the Mylek Tony Esposito mask, and I had the blocker and the catching glove and his Mylek street hockey stick. And I went on to play, floor hockey and some ice hockey. But more than just wanting to be Tony, he really was quite an influence. But I wanted to play a little clip from you. Rocky Wirtz gave a really great introduction speech on the night that they gave tribute to Tony back in 2008 and made him an ambassador to the team. And this pretty much does sum up things for me. This is Rocky Wirtz from 2008.
Tony, you are surrounded by other Black alums and these great fans who have come to pay tribute and say thanks. The awards, the shutouts, and the big game saves are all well known. But perhaps the greatest tribute to a Blackhawk goalie is this. Every Chicago kid that ever donned the pads, the gloves, the blocker, wanted to be Tony O.
That is so, so true. I have met so many people in my life, especially people that I've played hockey with, and if they were goalies, and the first name that comes up is Tony O. And there, I've been to the United Center, I've been to the old Chicago Stadium, and I've seen some of the biggest acts, rock acts, perform there. I saw Elton John play there in 1976 when he was at the apex of his career, and it sounded like a 747 was landing in the Chicago Stadium at that time. It was so loud. I had never heard such a loud sound. But what came pretty close was whenever Tony Esposito made one of his incredible acrobatic saves at the United Center or at the Chicago Stadium, and the crowd in unison would just chant, "Tony, Tony, Tony." Oh my gosh, I get goosebumps right now. And after the break, I want to read you a letter that I wrote that was printed in the Chicago Tribune in 2008. After I had gone to see the Tony Esposito night when he came back to the franchise after being estranged from them for several years, which was such a shame because he was so beloved and so admired and loved by so many fans, and it was so great to see Tony back in the fold. And so I'd like to read this letter that I wrote that was printed and actually led to me meeting and talking and becoming something of a friend with Tony Esposito. So my tribute to Tony comes to you right after this break. Jim Tirano at WGN 720 AM. Stay with us. No switching. Speaking of the Blackhawks, I've been talking about here during this Thanksgiving holiday weekend that I am thankful for Tony Esposito, who passed away, sadly, in August at the age of 78. He was a childhood idol of mine. I took my confirmation name after him, Tony. And his name is Anthony James Esposito. And then my name is James Joseph Anthony Tirano. I even asked my mom when I was a little kid, can I just change my name to Tony? She's like, well, I don't know about that. But I tried to do the next best thing. And as I said, I played hockey. I played goalie. Tony O was always, I had three posters. My dad bought me three posters when I was a little kid that I hung in my room. One was Ron Santo. If you played baseball here in Chicago and you played at the park or you played in the alley, everybody was somebody. I was number 10. I'm Ron Santo when we played baseball. I was number 35. I was Tony O when we played hockey. And I was number 51, Dick Butkus, when we played football. Those were the three big guys when I was growing up. And I never in my wildest dreams would have thought about meeting Tony Esposito. In fact, I did meet him one time at a Sport Mart. Remember Sport Mart? Back in somewhere in Arrington Heights, very in the early 70s. But it was one of those kind of really quick meet and greet things. And I was just a little kid. But, you know, I was always just, I idolized him in terms of and looked up to him because it wasn't just his great play on the ice, but he really taught me a lot about work ethic and sportsmanship. And the best thing about him is he made some amazing saves during games. And he would act as if it was no big deal. Like that's my job. That's what I do. He'd put his head down. He would clean the crease of ice shavings back and forth. He would just have his head down. No big thing. He'd make a great save with his glove, and he'd just flip the puck to the referee. And that was something that I always tried to bring into my life, not only when I played sports, but even in everyday life. And I think I can best say it in 2008. Tony had retired in 84. He came back when his number was retired, but he hadn't been around the Blackhawks team or the organization for many years. And then when Rocky Wirtz took over after his father Bill passed away, Rocky brought back Bobby Hull and Stan Mikita and Tony Esposito as the first official Blackhawk ambassadors. And in March of 2008, they had a Tony Esposito night. It had been years since he'd been back. It had been 7 years since I'd been to a Blackhawk game because the Blackhawks in the early 2000s really hit hard times. There were 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 people in the United Center. It was really sad to see. And so I stopped going to Blackhawk games. But when Tony Esposito returned to the United Center, that got me back to a Blackhawk game. And after that evening, I was so touched, especially when Tony came out to receive the adulation from the fans who were chanting, Tony, Tony. And then he put on his mask. And it was the first time I'd seen that mask in, 20 years or so? And I started crying. It was that emotional to me. And I came home that day, and I wrote this letter, and I sent it into the Tribune, and they printed it. And I'd like to read it to you, because it actually leads into something bigger. So here's a letter that I wrote, titled, Tony O. Brought Me Back. The last time I attended a Blackhawk game was about 7 years ago. Though I grew up in the 70s and went to Blackhawk games at the venerable Chicago Stadium, when I was lucky enough to get a ticket and ultimately became a Blackhawks season ticket holder for a couple of years, the team's descent extinguished my passion for the Blackhawks and for hockey. Thankfully, that flame was reignited recently by one person, Tony Esposito. I played hockey because of Tony O. I played goalie because of Tony O. And I became a Blackhawks fan because of Tony O. What a special night it was on Wednesday when the team finally brought this Chicago sports icon and deservedly feted him after so many years. I went back to a Blackhawks game to celebrate Tony Esposito night and honor one of my sports idols and role models. And a funny thing happened to me on the way to the United Center. I began to get hockey fever all over again. After Wednesday, I believe I will be going to a hockey game again. So thanks to Tony Esposito for an admirable legacy of dedication, drive, talent, work ethic, accomplishment, and humility. So they printed that letter, and about 2 weeks later, I came home. There was a phone call in my answering machine. I hit the button, and the message says, "Hi, Jim, this is Tony Esposito. I got your letter, and I just want to say thank you so much." I was in shock. Tony Esposito left me this message. He gave me his phone number. He said, "Give me a call, and we can talk." I called up my wife. I said, you'll never guess who called me. Tony Esposito. I called him on the phone. We chatted for about a half hour. He was as nice as can be. And it didn't stop there. Because little did I know, a year later, in 2009, I would start working here at WGN. And then the Blackhawks would start this amazing renaissance that would lead to three Stanley Cups within 5 years. And I got to know Tony Esposito through my work here. And I showed him all my memorabilia and my little shrine that I had. And he always joked and said that I was his number one fan, even though there is no such thing as a number one fan for Tony Esposito, because everybody who was a Tony Esposito fan is his number one fan. He is that they love him that much. And I was lucky enough to meet with him and speak with him. He recognized me by sight. About 5 years ago, I started to get Christmas cards from the Esposito family. I only wished my mom was still alive to see that I was getting Christmas cards from Tony Esposito. The last time I got a chance to talk and meet with Tony was when he came back to the United Center for his one more shift with his brother Phil back in 2019. And not only was that special just to see and spend a little time with Tony, but I got a chance to touch and hold the Holy Grail. If you're a Blackhawk, if you're a Tony Esposito fan, his mask is the artifact. It's more valuable than anything that Indiana Jones ever found, I'll tell you that much. And I got a chance to hold and take a picture with that mask. And when I heard the news that Tony passed, it really affected me emotionally. I still get choked up. So I just want to say thank you on this Thanksgiving weekend. Thank you, Tony Esposito, for a great career, a great influence, and a great life lived. There will only be one number 35.